I thought this would be a nice place to sit in the afternoon. The cat shows up black, looking out. When I'm surrounded by trees, a condition I've sought out pretty persistently throughout my life, the thing I think I might like the most about them is this whisper, like all the hair of the world passing through the tunnel of one single breath, if that is a form of percussion. This irregular hiss of trees and wind. I think it is my mother, and I am her son, and you are my dog. Our relationship is part discomfort and humiliation and part devotion. Oh, once upon a time, I wanted a dog exactly as much as I wanted to be alive. Maybe I didn't even want a dog then. I wanted to say that I was alive. Even to be a dog would be good enough, and how good if I could be seen wanting one and could begin asking for it incessantly. If I could summon up asking in every possible manner, please. Leaving notes under pillows and toilet seat covers. Did I want a dog, really? No, I was a kid who was desperate to be seen in a state of desire and supplication. That was many years ago. I wanted to already be my yes, a positive child in a state of knowing and reaching out, not for myself, but towards a friend. The child was denied. In the manner of my family, they said yes, and then they said no. Somewhere there is a picture of this. A little boy in bangs in a plaid cotton shirt. I remember it was red, but the picture was taken with my father's Polaroid Land camera, which took black and white photos then, which added to the beauty of them because the past is so often a place whose colors are only in my mind. How hard it would be to be a movie star, to be in full color in front of everyone, to be applauded and owned. Isn't that like being a very good dog? You're lashing out at photographers who are adamant about capturing you, your every movement, again and again. I admit I've wanted to be a movie star, to be seen in that disgraceful and hungry way, the buttered toast of everyone. There I am with my beautiful smile, a big piece of bread, angry, covering my face. I held my dog in the black and white world, and I knew that this was the moment I had wanted so keenly. To be still, to be fixed, to be sad. I was just like a little prayer card holding my dog. I would never know myself as clearly again. Did that dog go on to her death when we returned her to the ASPCA after that one long crying night that disturbed my mother to no end? A tree will push this way and that, be permanent in its breath of time. It's hardly the color it is, a white pole, some green, some red. I would think a tree would know exactly what it was and be so peaceful. As long as she's breathing, a dog is not at rest. So I was a child who wanted a dog. I became myself. I certainly wasn't thinking I wanted a dog the day we met. I was watching the rollers turn. I mean time. You have to touch on something repeatedly, but what could it be? How could that happen if time was your problem? What could you touch? That's why I'm a poet. Even in the bathtub as a child, I was syncopating my blubs because I didn't know what to do with the light and the wetness and my mother and when would it stop. I had a horror of life's never-endingness, which made me really hate art. It's spectacles, rodeos, circuses, people skating around on ice, and in the world on ponds. My feet hurt. And look, all the trees have lost their leaves and are black. Isn't it time to go in? It seems like the people around me wanted to do happy things, and a child is supposed to be a little dog and bark happily in response at the ice and the trees and the day. And now here it is all around us. This morning, I was reading in the paper how the governor of New Jersey, a secret gay man, had hired a poet of all the ludicrous persons on earth to be his director of Homeland Security. And then the poet realized the governor wanted him. How unabashedly corruptive a governor to entice a total fool, a poet, practically a clown's occupation, to take care of the people of a state. The state of New Jersey at that. The governor wanted the poet to hold him and love him and kiss his toes. Possibly the governor wanted to exercise his dominance over the poet, shoving his penis in the poet's butt. I had already heard parts of this story, mostly about the governor's secret gayness. But it seems like they saved this one tiny detail for the end. The fact that the young man was appointed to a position...